With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The gears of government grind to a halt. It's the first government shutdown in almost 7 years, brought on by a standoff in the U.S. Senate.
Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
24 million people. It's a huge number.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some possibly fired by the Trump administration. Donna Warder, Washington.
Republicans reject Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR, among other Democrat priorities. President Trump and drug maker Pfizer have a deal that's supposed to reduce drug prices, and the president says other steps being taken to help cut prices as well.
My administration is also taking historic action to investigate the unfair and discriminatory trade practices of other countries that extort our pharmaceutical makers to shift costs onto the American consumer. They say, no, give us a price, a very low price, and just charge the American consumer, charge it to the U.S. The United States is done subsidizing the health care of the rest of the world.
So far, no response from Hamas to the Trump-Gaza peace plan. It has already been accepted by Israel, along with at least 8 Arab states. If Hamas rejects the blueprint, President Trump says then Israel will be free to finish destroying Hamas and will have the support of the United States in doing so. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures are down close to 200 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 124. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army remains on the ground a year after Hurricane Helene.
Last September, Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm, causing widespread damage in several states. The Salvation Army was one of many groups that responded with food and relief supplies. Personnel with the Christian Church Ministry are still assisting affected residents. Over the past year, the Salvation Army has delivered nearly 500,000 meals, distributed thousands of hygiene kits, and made 44,000 emotional and spiritual care contacts. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the United Nations the United States will not support World Health Organization policies in a UN declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the UN's proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues, and that's why the U.S. will reject it. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor is calling on churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
The surf is angry along parts of the East Coast, with North Carolina's Outer Banks taking a real pounding. Some more empty homes have collapsed into the ocean along the OBX. Fierce surf being kicked up by two hurricanes, Umberto and Imelda. The former is pummeling Bermuda. More details at srnnews.com.